All right, we'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our public hearing. On our notice to proceed with a tax increase for the Mount Pleasant City Library. The Mount Pleasant City Library is proposing to increase its property tax revenue. The Mount Pleasant City Library tax on a $402,000 resident would increase from $361.06 to $408.15, which is approximately $47.09 per year. The Mount Pleasant City Library tax on a $402,000 business would increase from $656.47 to $742.09, which is $85.62 per year. If the proposed budget is approved, the Mount Pleasant City Library would increase its property tax budgeted revenue by 13% above last year's property tax budgeted revenue, including eligible new growth. So this is our public hearing to hear public hearing input concerning our proposed tax increase for Mount Pleasant City Library. Let's have you come up there so we can get it recorded better and stuff.
Mayor and City Council, I appreciate the hard work that you do and understand that budgeting is a very important task and responsibility to do. But what I fail to see in the middle of this is what the 13% increase actually equates to in the library budget, and also what this increase that you're proposing for the library budget is supposed to cover. Is it going to be for books? Is it going to be for facilities? Is it going to be for your mouth? I would just like some more particular other than how much more it's going to cost me on my tax notice to support that.
So this proposed tax on your property tax goes 100% to the library. It doesn't come into the general fund.
I'm trying to do some stuff to my buddy. We need a handicap ramp for handicapped people. That's pretty much a requirement by the feds. And we just don't have the money, so that's part of it.
How much is 13% and how much does it equate to in all?
In all?
Yeah.
What was the grand total, Dave?
$38,000.
And that's just to cover a ramp? Yeah.
No, there's lots of things because right now we're barely breaking even with our taxation that we have right now to cover the library. So if we go another year at the rate we're going, we'll be in the red by the end of next year, is our concern. Does that answer it?
Pretty much, yeah. There was a specific on what 13% actually equated to the increase in the budget and what was the necessity for meeting the increase, what was it to be used for. So,
yeah, it's all 100% to be used in the library.
I understand that, but what specifically came from that library? What's it to help register that and the gap?
There's lots of needs there. Basically, again, like I'm saying, just to cover our initial cost to break even this year, we'll probably end up in the hole if we don't have a tax increase on our library. Go ahead, Wendy.
I'm not for a tax increase either, but...
Name, please.
Wendy Hutchins. The library is the least funded thing we have in this town. They have employees that are just barely paid anything. Most of their help is volunteers. Everything's so outdated. And I don't want to pay any more taxes. I don't want to pay more taxes to sent us out every couple of years. Our road is this wide and full of holes, but I like it that way. There's no traffic. But the library is, I was like, part of my friend Kelly, we need it bad. So that's just my opinion.
Thank you.
I know we probably need it, but I'm so tired of taxes. The school board just voted to kill another 400,000, increase our taxes. With all the people on fixed incomes that pay, they may only be $25, $40, whatever a month. So what do they cut? But, I mean, just in our nation right now, it seems like everything's going up, but people's so if there's any way, I know we've had volunteers on other things to bring the handicapped in, we can't do volunteer on the cost of things, but is there other things we can look at? Because I just, I don't want to see more taxes, even if it's just a little bit. So that's where I come from. Thanks.
Thank you. Go ahead.
How are you doing? Okay, libraries, right? There's new generations, they don't go to libraries.
Oh, I mean, I don't get to
do much information about this. So, this new generation, you know, these last couple of generations, so do you have any data that says how many people come in and out over the years? Has it been dropping, dropping, dropping? Because I know some municipalities that closed their libraries, okay, because everybody does everything online. So you got to take that into consideration. You can start really attacking on something that's not even feasible to keep open. You gotta look out for the citizens. You can't just, because somebody works there, keep their paycheck going. So
I don't know the exact numbers, but our numbers are actually up.
Okay.
We have more homeschoolers in the area, and those people are using the library a lot more. Our kids program numbers.
You don't have any hard data. Anybody can say that. You gotta have all the new stuff on paper, you know what I mean? So that's the thing. So once you have the evidence of that, then you can probably bring it back and you should table it now until you come forward with better information.
What was your name?
Mr. Good Citizen.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You gotta need a tax base. We can't just put houses and duplexes. And we can't have both, we can't have low traffic and no taxes. And the tax base to pay for those things, so we don't have to have as many taxes. You need some kind of a commercial tax base. That's what pays for things. Residential is a drain because you got to take care of the amenities that exist for the residents. Parks, pool, arena, library. I like a library. They do. But you need something other than just building houses ain't gonna build it. That's just what I say.
What do you suggest?
Well, you need some commercial businesses here. Not that I want to turn them into a bird, or I hope you can, I'd have to move.
Now we
know. Now, you can't stop development. You just have to do it right. And we need some development here. You've got to make money. It's really kind of that simple.
So we need a business plan.
Yeah. But the jurisdiction's not running the business.
Anyone else? Okay, if there's nobody else that wants to speak, public comments, you guys have anything you want to say?
So we won't be taking any action on this tonight, but it wasn't advertised. The county advertised it in the paper, but that didn't satisfy the notice that we need to give, so we had a post notice again, and we'll take action on it on
next week. Next Tuesday night, we'll have a special one. So it's sort of the, well, if there's no other comments, we'll go ahead and close our public hearing then.